Blog Talk Radio. Says that all the time, that we got to put God first. in anything you do. Put him first and watch him work in your life. I know that I've seen it. I've seen it work. I know he can and that he will do it. So let's get into the book of Haggai. And the word of God says, in the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Hashabiah, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai. The prophet said, is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paint, to lie in ruin? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Woo! All up in it. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came too little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew. And remember the picture I sent out a couple of weeks ago, where it was like a dew. It looked like a dew all over the ground. It was so sparkling and really beautiful. God sends the morning dew. And it says, therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. Because remember, they're going through a drought because they had not built the Lord's house. For I called for a drought on the land and the mountains on the grain and the new wine and the oil on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you. And God is telling us today, I am with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. God is telling us he's with us. Don't ever think God is not there and that he is not with us. And he tells them, the Lord has sent him. And the people fear the presence of the Lord. And Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying one more time, I am with you, says the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius, in the seventh month, on the 21st of the month. The word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. But this, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth and the sea and dry land, and I will shake all the nations. And they shall come desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came by God, the prophet, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts. Now ask the priest concerning the law, saying, if one carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and with the edge he touches bread of stew, wine or oil or any food, will it become holy? And the priest answered and said, no. And they got to say, if one who is unclean because of a dead body touches any of these, will it be unclean? Answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then the guy answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, says the Lord. And so is every work of their hand, and what they offer there is unclean. And now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days when one came to a keep of 20 ephah, there were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 baths from the press, there were but 20. I struck you with blight and mildew and hail in all the labors of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, says the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But from this day, I will bless you. And again, the word of the Lord came to our God on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and the riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and you will like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts. He has chosen us for such a time as this. We got to praise God in all things. Give praise to the Lord, for he is good. And God is good all the time. I love God so much, and I just wanted to give him glory because this is his day that he has made, and I am rejoicing in it. For there's no greater gift than the word of God. And as we go, we'll come back to what the Bible says for our God and all of the life lessons at the end of our scripture reading this morning. And so as we go back, even though we read it on yesterday, we're going to read the entire from verses 1, chapter Psalm, the 147th Psalm. We're going to read verses 1 through 11 today. And it says, praise the Lord. Can we praise the Lord? For this is his day. This is the day that he gave us his Holy Son that we celebrate. Praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God. But it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted, thank you, Jesus, and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. That's our title for this morning. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens their cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the leg of man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30 and 20. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes them out and says, I have done no wickedness. Takes no responsibility. And Revelation chapter 15. And it says, then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. For in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark, over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having hearts of God. We just talked about singing praises on the heart to our God. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of the Lord, of God, and the song of the Lamb sang. Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you. For your judgments have been manifested. After these things, I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, and having their chest girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. And that is the word of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the readers of his word. Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for your holy and divine word, God. For this is a day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your mighty and glorious Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. For there is no Christmas without Christ. Lord, although we know that this was not the day that he was born, we celebrate him, God, not pagans, not anybody but Jesus. And we thank you, God, for the miracle of his birth. We thank you, God, for your grace in sending a Savior, the Lamb of God, who watches over us day and night, who intercedes for us day and night. You, Jesus, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you got up, hallelujah, with all power in your hands to save God's creation. We give you thanks. We give you thanks, Emmanuel. But you are God with us. We give you praise, Joshua, or Yeshua. We give you praise, Shira. We give you praise, Yah. We give you praise. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jireh. You are our King. You are our Prince. You are our God. And all we can say is, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord today. Tell God thank you for his grace. Tell God thank you for his mercy. Tell God, thank you. And as we go back through our life lessons for this morning, as I said, I will not keep you long today. And it says in Haggai 1 and 7, consider your ways. And we all got to do that. We ought to stop and periodically review our lives in light of God's word. Very often, this is all it would take to alert us to a dangerous trend or to confirm that we're headed in the right direction. Haggai 1 and 13, I am with you, says the Lord. The Holy Spirit empowers us to carry out God's commandments. He gives us the courage, strength, and ability we need. Do not hesitate to obey God in the midst of your trouble. He will equip you to carry out his commands. God will equip us. And all I can say is, again, thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. And it tells us, be strong and work, for I am with you. Haggai 2 and 4. God knows we tend to compare our current circumstances with what went before and too long for the good old days. But he wants us to fix our eyes on him and the still greater things he has planned for us. We can work hard and effectively for the Lord when we remember that he has promised to be with us. The awareness of God's presence energizes us for our work. Thank God again for a marvelous day, for his grace, and for his mercy. Haggai 12 and 19, is the seed still in the barn? God asks for our obedience today so that he may bless us tomorrow. God's blessings for obedience usually do not appear as soon as we obey. It's not a candy machine. But God works for those who wait for him. God works for those that wait for him. Revelation 15 and 4, who shall not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name, for you alone are holy. One day every knee shall bow to God and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Romans 14 and 11, Philippians 2 and 10. But some will bow willingly and joyfully, grudgingly, and in dread, but everyone will bow. I'm bowing joyfully. I get giddy for Jesus. I get excited for the word of God. I get excited because God is good, and his mercy endures forever and all time. Praise the Lord, saints, for he is good. Praise the Lord, saints, for he is good. Whenever God unveils his full, and it says the temple, verse 8 of chapter 15 of Revelation, it says the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple. Whenever God unveils his full majesty, his splendor overwhelms the stoutest heart and forces it into worship retreat, worshipful retreat. This happened with Isaiah in verses of Isaiah 6, chapter 6, verses 4 and 5. And at the dedication of the Jerusalem temple in 1 Kings 8, 10, and 11. And now I'm going back to Haggai. But this is still Christmas. And we want to talk a little bit. And it says this. It passes like a red familiar carol, bombarded by gift requests, holiday programming, church pageants, and relatives. It seems that the most blessed of seasons may hit as hard and fast as a Texas tornado. Christmas has commenced, yet instead of joy, peace, and glory to God, it produces physical, emotional, and financial overload. With all the activity and sensory stimulation, it is no surprise that we often become thrill junkies with a strong response to Christ's humble birth. Yet something that we desperately need is to be quiet and observant instead of continually seeking the blast of overwhelming images. We need to learn that tranquility is to be cherished as a time to seek God. It is amazing how much we can miss when we don't take the time to be still and see how God is moving. Who would have expected that an ordinary young shepherd boy could defeat a mighty warrior like Goliath? And who would have guessed he would make a great king? Yet David was able to accomplish great things through God's provision, 1 Samuel chapter 17. It was not through the spectacular and potentious great men, earthquake or fire, that God spoke to Elijah. When God spoke to Elijah, he did so in a gentle whisper, 1 Kings 19. When Christ chose the disciples that would take his message to the world, he did not choose those who graduated first in their class after rabbinical school. Instead, he chose ordinary, uneducated fishermen who were willing to follow him and become fishers of men, Acts 4 and 13. And no one in Israel would have anticipated how God would send the Messiah. After all, God had told the prophet of God, I will shake all nations and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory. I will fill this temple with glory. God 2 and 7. Who could have guessed that meant that the birth of the Christ child would take place in a barn, or that God's salvation would be accomplished on a cross? These were completely unexpected places to find God's phenomenal glory displayed. Truly, God works through the common to exhibit his great power. Stopping in the midst of a hectic schedule and looking for ways God is working in our lives is an immensely valuable practice. It's in the simple things that God chooses to display his glory, and by looking for God in the everyday occurrences of life, we learn that nothing in their lives is beyond God's care. The unimpressive shepherd boy became Israel's great king. Burly, unschooled fishermen became the great disciples of the age. Elijah heard God in a whisper, and the Messiah was born in a manger. Ordinary things are used to display God's power, and he is still at work all around us in the humble manners of life. Who knows what amazing things he can do through you? Therefore, this Christmas, enjoy moments of silence and meditate upon God's character and words. Learn to look for him and to anticipate his glory in the most unexpected places, because in doing so, you will strengthen the foundation of your growing relationship with Christ. And isn't that a great Christmas present? Wow, what a word this morning. And before we get out of here, we have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. Enjoying time with her family. Just enjoying time. The word that I have is from yesterday because we were a little late getting together. But I have Saturday's word. And I have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday words. So we have the weekend for today and all on point. I guess that's why God didn't give them to me until late. And it says this, good morning. So I say Merry Christmas. It's easy to get discouraged when it feels like things are not going right. Trust God. He has your back. Have a blessed Christmas. I'm going to keep saying Christmas, even though Sister Carolyn said favorite Friday. We're going to say Christmas. Good morning. And this was Saturday's word. It's Saturday. And I'm going to say it's the Sabbath. Whatever you are, God's love be with you. Wherever you go, I pray he will protect you. Wherever you, whatever you do, I pray that God will fill your heart because you deserve every good and perfect gift a wonderful life can hold. May you feel God's presence today, and may he always bless you. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to say, this is Christmas. Wherever you are, I pray God's love be with you. Wherever you go, I pray he will protect you. Whatever you do, I pray that God will fill your heart because you deserve every good and perfect gift a wonderful life can hold. May you feel God's presence today, and may he always bless you. And for Christmas Eve, we're going to say a Christmas blessing. May every heart that believes, every eye that sees, every ear that hears, and every soul that receives be blessed by the Spirit of God today. Amen. God be with you. And I just have to say, thank you, Sister Carolyn, for this weekend word that all fit into today. We've got to tell God, thank you. We've got to pray. We've got to lift up. We've got to be men and women of God, just letting God know that he is special, letting God know that we love him more than anything, letting God know that his grace is sufficient for all of us. And as I go into my prayer book, as we get ready to end today, vulnerable. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, the Messiah, the Lord. Emmanuel, your very name states the beautiful mystery of love come down to earth. God with us, you are the incarnation of the saving grace of God. Jesus, what a glorious reality that you came humbled as a baby. Born the way each of us is, in vulnerability, you subjected yourself to the limits of humanity, all while showing us the true heart of the Father. You did not do anything without setting the example of how we can live. In your living, you poured out love and dignified the dregs of society. In your dying, you united us. In your resurrection, you set the tone for the freedom of your people, that not even death could hold us down. Death could not hold us down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. Hallelujah. We give grace and praise to God. For he is so good. Death could not hold him down. Thank you that you, that as you were with us in flesh and blood, you are with us now in spirit and truth. For Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the light. And so I say to you this morning as we get ready to wrap up, why is the birth of Jesus significant to remember? And I say, because God didn't have to do it. He did not have to send us a Savior, but he did. And all I can say is, thank you, Jesus. As my pastor saying, Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. And our children saying, Emmanuel. Come, come, let us adore him. Kneel down before him. Worship and adore him. He is Emmanuel. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. You can unmute your phone. You can push that number one. As we get ready to wrap up this morning, let us just all tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The birth of your son. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. And Father God, as we get ready to depart from each other, we pray, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful Christmas. Enjoy your day with family, friends, with God. Spend some time by yourself just to meditate on his word, just to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I give you thanks. You are God, and I love you, Lord, more than anything. Tell God thank you. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God. And I just want to leave you with a song this morning. Just to tell God thank you. And it's this, the Lord will make a way. Whatever you're going through, just know God will make a way. The Lord will make a way for you. On this Christmas day, don't get discouraged. Remember, God gave you the best gift you could ever have. It's not about stuff. It's about Jesus.
Got money troubles
heavy
on my mind.
Some folks overspent for Christmas.
I'm not gonna have
us to know that he will make a way, that he has us, for he is Yahweh, he is Joshua, he is our Savior, and we need to know that he is in charge of everything. The Lord will make a way out of everything, but when we go to him and we pray and we say who he is Yahweh, he is our God. And that is our end today. You can stay and listen.
Say, Pastor Bridget.
Yes, Tracy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you so much for being so faithful. I love you to pieces. And we give praise to the Most High God. He is Yahweh. The Lord makes a way. So never forget that as you go through this day, that God will make a way out of no way, that you're never alone. Because he is always with you. Is there anyone else? I'm going into my worship. You can stay with me or you can leave because it is a wrap. I'll leave the conference call line open for those that want to just go into worship with me. For he is God. He deserves the honor. Hallelujah. So we lift him high. Family, it is a wrap. Have a merry and wonderful Christmas. But it is God's day. And we lift him high. For he is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. It's a wrap. Have a blessed day, family. Keep trusting God. And know that he has got you covered. From the crowns of your heads to the soles of your feet. He is so good. And he loves us more than we can ever imagine. He loves us. And all I can say is, thank you, Yahweh. It's a wrap.